Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. One, here comes
the two, to the three, to the four. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. We're at the Baptist Health Iceplex, and now we talk to our favorite Panthers insider.
Yep.
David Dwork joining us here.
You look rested, buddy.
Yeah, you seem. Are you done with your hungover summer too?
No, just a little wake and bake. No, man, this is the start of it. Like, I've been enjoying like having a little extra sleep over the last couple of months, but it stops now. Like, bright and early this morning. Tomorrow practice starts. Like, we're good.
I was talking to Reinhardt and I said, dude, I cannot.
Lundell.
No.
Oh, you were talking to Reinhardt over there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was
you're hobnobbing?
Yeah. I said, the one thing I can't get over is how long your season is. Like, you're talking about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back to backs. Like, yeah. It is by far the extreme sport as far as what you do to your body in all the sports.
Yeah.
Like, it is because... Like, you can't sit out. You can't be on minutes restriction.
Nah, and you can't go out there right. Like 75%. You got to go balls to the wall.
Right, exactly. I'm like, it is brutal.
Yeah.
Is there something today that, like, is there somebody said or anything that's given you the goosies the most about this season upcoming?
I think first just being in the building and going to the first Paul Maurice press conference and just kind of hearing him talk again like that, I felt this like I'm wired, I'm in, like,
yeah,
I'm ready
right.
to go. But no, like we spoke to, I was here with Roy and Chris on the Levitard show. We spoke to Dmitry Kulikov earlier and we were asking him, like, you know, you're up 3-0, you're flying high, then you lose 3 in a row, like, what, you know, what was that like? And he told us, like, well, I'll be honest with you, like, going into game 6 in Edmonton, and Vladimir Tarasenko said, you know, we're ready, we're going to win the cup tonight. And he's like, I'll be honest, like, I didn't really feel it in that moment. Fast forward 3 days before game 7, the confidence, for whatever reason, with these guys was through the roof. I mean, you saw them bouncing around before the game in the little tunnel outside of the locker room, like, ready to go. So
yeah,
that was cool, just kind of hearing the honesty. I guess, you know, we're at that point now, like, they won. We can hear, like, you know, the blemishes or whatever. But so that was cool. I'm so pumped right now, man. This is what I live for. I love hockey.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, just a blast knowing that, you know, your team won, first of all. Like, what they went through to win. Yeah. And seeing it grow from 2 years ago to last year, now to the cup. Like, it very rarely in sports does it build like that. Because nowadays they buy a whole bunch of players, get a whole bunch of players put together. They've built a culture. They've gotten better at it, and they perfected it last year. I'm interested to see, like, is there one player that you have concerns concern about losing and say, oh, his impact was a lot more than maybe we know. If they don't find somebody to replace that, then, you know, they might.
Yeah.
Right.
The first name that popped into my head as soon as you said that was Kevin Stenland.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, he didn't get talked about a lot last year.
Right.
But between what he did to solidify the fourth line, he was a fourth line center all year, and that line was extremely consistent regardless of what wingers he had, whether it was Okposo, whether it was Lombard, whether it was Gadovich. But what he did on the PK
right.
to help Florida's penalty kill go from bottom half of the league last year, where they lost the Stanley Cup final, where they got shelled by the power play, whether it was Boston, whether it was the Vegas in the final, whether it was Carolina. Their penalty kill was struggling.
Right.
Last year, one of the best in the league, a penalty kill in Game 7 that led to the game-winning goal but the one in the second period where, like, Forsling broke his stick and Stenland was out there with no stick for, like, 90 seconds and they killed off the Edmonton power play, which was so epically good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a tough spot to fill. Obviously, you lose guys like Ekman, Larson, and Montour on your back line.
Yeah.
Two of your top four. That's going to be tough to fill. But I've got the utmost confidence in this front office.
Yeah.
Whether it's Bill Zito and his staff, they know this team.
They've earned that.
They've earned it.
From day one. As you said, they changed the culture with the first moves they brought. The contracts that Zito has got his top guys, whether it's Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, Lundell, Forsling, all team-friendly deals that allows them to build and to get the depth right.
Which it's a long-term deal. This whole thing that you're seeing right now is built for long-term. It's not built, you know, like the Marlins did it.
No, it's not a one-and-done.
Yeah.
Not a one-and-done.
And so it's really cool. I'm really excited because of that.
Yeah.
But I always wonder because, like, we all know the stars. Like, and I'm an amateur at watching hockey, right? So I know the stars. But there's guys, when you talk about the second, third, and fourth rotations, that have been very important. And those are the guys that kind of are the backbone of continuation of what your stars do. And I always wonder what guys, you know. So I'll look to see who, you know, I mean, who they brought in and how, what impact they're going to make.
What, who, because they got Driedger back. He's going to be backing up Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Or is Spencer Knight, like, is there a chance that he can win that job? Or is it definitely going to be Driedger? Are they still slow rolling Spencer Knight? Like, where does that situation stand?
I believe heading into camp, I'd think that the backup job is Knight's to lose, to be honest.
Like, really?
He was, like, they had him at the AHL last year to kind of get back into the routines and the feeling of pro hockey after, you know, he stepped away the year before into the players' assistance program. But he's came back from his OCD issues. He's back locked in. And the second half of last year, particularly the last 6 to 8 weeks of the season, he was lights out in the AHL. So if he can continue on that path, there's no reason to think that he can't pick up right up where he left off to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Years ago, backing up Bob, kind of ascending in his career. I think that's the plan. Driedger, there's obviously a lot of familiarity there. Mm-hmm. They know they can trust him. So you have that as your kind of 2-3 insurance policy. As we've seen in the last couple of years, having that third goalie can be very important to a team. 2 years ago, Alex Lyon, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even have gotten into the playoffs, let alone the Stanley Cup final.
Right.
So I think that's the plan for now. Spencer Knight, he's still considered one of the top goalie prospects in the world. So you've got to give him some runway and see if he's going to grow into what a lot of people down here think he still will be.
Is a period of time where like, you know, we're so used to in sports seeing things happen right away. Oh, tie drive pick. He's the next can't miss. I know baseball's slow, but football and basketball, they expect it to happen now. How's that in hockey? Like, do you have a period of time? Like, is there a 26, 27 for these 20-year-olds that come into the league? Or do they expect it a little quicker?
It's a small fraction of guys that they think can step in right away after being drafted. That, you know, it's very few and far between. Usually,
right,
a guy is going to go to the minors for a year or two, kind of learn the pro game. If it's a guy that's coming from international, it's a completely different game playing overseas than it is playing in North America. So you've got to learn different ice size, different styles, and things like that. It's not often where a guy will get picked first overall, like a Connor McDavid or a Connor Bedard, and step right into the NHL team, like Sasha Barkov did here famously,
right,
and quite well. But it's not very often that it happens in hockey. It's not quite as slow of a process as baseball, where it seems like it takes years for a guy to make it up there. But yeah, it's definitely not the same kind of demands that you see.
Is goalie a little bit different too?
Yeah, I think goalies and defensemen, it's a bit harder. Defensemen, it's the hardest to kind of get to that level from an amateur level, I think. Goaltending, it's a little bit different because size comes into matter. But yeah, it's those are the two that I think is the hardest to get into.
Speaking of young guys, we were talking to Anton Lundell earlier. What's his next step? Like 22 years old, already a champion. Yeah. Everybody thinks the world of him. Like what do you – like are there – goals that are too super lofty for him this upcoming year? Is it a slow step up for him? What do you think could be expected from him?
Well, it's an interesting situation with Lundy because, as you said, he's been in the league 3 years now. He's won a Stanley Cup, and he's one of the best young centers considered in the league. He's a very good two-way player. But Florida's so deep down the middle. We got Barkov on the top line. He got Sam Bennett on the second line. So he's really stuck in that third line spot regardless of how good of a season he has and how high his ceiling might be, because you don't want to move him away from center. Having a good two-way center that can score is not an easy thing to find in this league. And right now the Panthers have one of the best, and they're developing another one. Mm-hmm. So I think the ceiling is very high for Lundell, even on that line, because him and Eetu Oosterainen, they played together the last 2 years, and they play really well together. I think Eetu is one of the more underrated guys in this team. So Lundell, I mean, for somebody being as young as he is, already have 3 years of experience, and to be doing it at center, which is the hardest position to play as a forward. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see just like where his career builds. And he's going to be here for a while. He signed that big deal.
Little Finland is taking over. That's how it's going. Before we get you out of here, David Dwork does a fantastic job. Boots on the ground, covering the Panthers day in and day out, and does a great job with our boy Roy Bellamy over there, the hockey show. Check out the boys. They were here today getting some great interviews, so go check out their work as well. In this Eastern Conference, it was, they're now the hunted. They've gone there. Is there somebody you think is their biggest rival, or a couple of teams that you think are going to be the biggest threat to dethrone them this year?
Well, there's always going to be challenges from within the division, because you've got Toronto, who looks on paper like they improved this offseason and they were already a good team. You got Tampa, who's always a thorn in the Panthers' side. They always find a way to be good. But honestly, like the team I'm watching in the East this year the most is the team they played in the conference final last year, and that's the New York Rangers. That's a team that's built top to bottom. They've got arguably the best goalie in the league right now. No knock on Bob. Like Bob and Iggy, they're both amazing Russian goaltenders. One generation behind the other, though, because I'm sure Shesterkin was watching Bob play when he was a young boy.
Some punk kid.
So, the East is tough, even beyond the Rangers. Carolina's a good team. You never know what Pittsburgh's going to have cooking. In our own division, Detroit's up and coming. Ottawa's a team that some people are looking at this year. So,
I want to ask you one thing with Bob, too. Being his birthday's in a couple days, is there any concern of, do they got a maintenance? I know he loves to play, so he's not going to – this is not a conversation he probably likes to have, but is there any – maintenance program they should have with him? Two long seasons in a row, maybe take it easy with him on the regular season, or at his age, only a couple years left on this deal before he probably rides off into the sunset, do you just ride him like he's a champion now?
Well, I think what you saw last year is kind of what they'd like to do moving forward with him, which is have him start around 50 to 55 games. Last year was great because both Bob and Stolarz were healthy the entire way. Mm-hmm. And Stolarz was spectacular. He didn't have to play your typical backup games where he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back or maybe against the lesser team. They were so confident with their goaltending that they could roll both guys out last year. But with Bob, he's like one of the, if not the hardest worker in the NHL. His workouts are legendary. He's in amazing shape. And if it was up to him, he'd play every day, every game, and the Panthers have to kind of limit his time. But I think they'll continue to do that just because he's in such amazing shape. You don't often see goaltenders in their mid to late 30s playing at a high level, let alone at a championship level. But Bob's a whole nother beast. We knew that when they signed that deal, that he's one of the few guys that could play into their late 30s and still maintain that level because of his work ethic. So I don't think there's a concern that he's going to fall off. I think the team wants to keep him as, I don't want to say like caution, but they just want to, keep him fresh because they're expecting these long playoff runs. So, I think 50 to 55 games is like the target area, and then between Spencer Knight and Driedger, I think they're pretty confident.
David Dwork, go follow his work. Go check out the Hockey Show with him and Roy Bellamy. They got some great content coming your way as well. They are both boots on the ground for every Panthers game. Great coverage those guys do locally for the team. Thanks, appreciate the time, buddy. Great seeing you.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Marcos.
Oh, David!
You see?
Look at my box, too.
I can't come on without saying hi. That's well, come on.
Small, tiny box.
The smallest box on here and everything. They're trying to keep me. You know, I'm not a championship.
I'm an OG small box guy, so from one to another, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show after this.